2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 84 degrees, KSL's top story. Developing news here on KSL. We're still waiting for the Salt Lake City Police Department to release the body camera footage of the shooting of a 13-year-old autistic boy. Less than 30 minutes ago, Police Chief Mike Brown and Mayor Aaron Mendenhall gave brief statements about what happened. KSL TV's Dan Rascone with the latest.
They're heartbroken. They're frustrated. They're saddened by this. The police chief saying he's very saddened by what happened here. He's a father of three boys himself. Can't imagine something like this happening to one of his sons. So he did express that kind of thing. He also expressed that there is a frustration in regards to mental health type calls that some of his officers are called on. He called this a mental health crisis that we are in right now across the country.
Mayor Mendenhall says all videos recorded on police body cameras will now be released within 10 days. That boy's mother says she still doesn't understand why her 13-year-old son was shot. Golda Barton gave an exclusive interview to KSL TV's Tanya Dean, saying her son didn't have a weapon and shouldn't have been shot. Her son's recovering in the hospital, but is still confused about what happened.
He's confused. A lot of it's confusing for him because he doesn't always understand, like, why he's there or why he has to stay there. And he's like, he just doesn't understand a lot of what's going on.
Barton says department officials expressed their apologies to her, but it felt like hollow words. Salt Lake City police say they're working on releasing the footage at this moment, but at this moment also they're experiencing technical difficulties, so we're going to have to show a little bit of patience. KSL News Time 3:32.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
State officials say Governor Herbert is likely to announce new health restrictions following this COVID spike in Utah. It could come as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, health officials say they're going to kick off a new campaign specifically targeting the people who need to hear it. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
The new recommendations have been given to the governor, but Department of Public Safety spokesman Joe Daugherty says they're not at liberty to discuss what the recommendations are yet. However, Daugherty says options like a mask mandate and putting some parts of the state back into orange were discussed. And officials with the Utah Department of Health say they will be starting a new public safety campaign later this week, specifically aimed at teens and young adults.
Health Department officials say they'll use social media apps like TikTok and Spotify, since those are the most popular platforms. Speaking of a mask mandate, the Utah County Sheriff says he won't enforce a local one. But what happens if the governor issues a mask mandate? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with details.
Sheriff Mike Smith says he's not against any mandates. It's enforcing them that's the problem. In a statement, he said the last time there was a health order, police were called when people were holding family gatherings on private property. Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the sheer volume of calls they could get's also a concern.
It could easily be overwhelming in terms of the numbers of violations, and just gets back to the thing where Sheriff Smith doesn't want to criminalize something like this.
The sheriff would like colleges like BYU and UVU to do more to fix the problems of young people not wearing a mask when socializing. However, it's unclear just what he'll do if Governor Herbert issues a mandate. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
More uncertainty about the school year. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, here a student is trying to get rid of some of that uncertainty. A high school junior is trying to keep the Davis School District on a hybrid schedule. Mazzy Sessions says she's afraid to watch her friends get quarantined.
Right now, I don't see my friends at school because of this. Like, I have some, but a lot of them are on opposite days as me. But I feel safe, like, not super safe, because any time I leave my house, there's a possibility of me contracting this virus.
Mazzia has more than 2,000 signatures on a petition to not go back to the classroom full-time. She's trying to reach the school board next. The U.S. death toll from COVID expected to hit 200,000 today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, as the U.S. approaches that somber number, the Democratic presidential candidate is weighing in on the pandemic.
Due to Donald Trump's lies and incompetence in the past 6 months, have seen one of the gravest losses of American life in history.
Joe Biden campaigning in Wisconsin, where coronavirus cases continue to surge. President Trump saying he will announce his Supreme Court nominee this week and saying it will be a woman.
I would say on Friday or Saturday I'll be announcing the pick. Five women are being looked at and vetted very carefully.
The Senate Majority Leader says there will be a vote on the pick before Election Day. A mother says she was pushed to her breaking point last Thursday when she was kicked off an American Airlines flight to Manchester, New Hampshire, after her two-year-old son wouldn't wear a mask. Another passenger videotaped Rachel Davis pleading with staff at the gate.
What do you want me to do? Duct tape his face?
Davis said that she did everything she could. She's now asking the major airlines to raise the minimum mask requirement age. And first responders on the front line in the pandemic in Texas are switching gears to prepare for water rescues along the Gulf Coast. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a disaster declaration for 29 counties ahead of Tropical Storm Beta's landfall.
We do anticipate heavy flooding and perhaps the need to rescue people from very serious situations.
That landfall expected late tonight. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35.
So, Ricky, yesterday I took a bike ride. I said, oh, all the bad air is way up high. We're breathing stuff that's just fine. After the bike ride, I look at the numbers, and it's horrible air.
Yeah.
And I'm all kind of stuffed up. Are you feeling any of this?
A little bit. It's mostly in my chest where it kind of gets a respiratory kind of, like, thickness. But did you see any fall color changes?
No, I'm colorblind.
Oh.
What's going on the roads?
Well, I-15 delay-free and now crash-free, both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the way, the battle for Ruth Ginsburg's seat. My minute of news is next.
Utah's coronavirus.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.